Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back. Second half hour of hour number two. Continuing on with this story, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs 20 Senate bills, 16 House bills for the entire year. The final count is 74 public acts, the lowest number since the inception of our state back in 1837. Fewest number of bills. Can you say part-time legislature, folks? That's how we were operating back then. Absolutely amazing. Well, again, this is all based on the Speaker, Matt Hall, and the Republican caucus, which controls the House, saying that they were more concerned about the quality versus the quantity of bills. So some of these bills being basically Democrat bills coming from the Senate, but also a few bipartisan bills, which I've mentioned a couple of these already, both sponsored by Republicans and Democrats. And even some bills sponsored by the Republicans. Cutting more red tape. House bills 4098, 4099. Sponsored by State Representative Pat Altman, Republican of Six Lakes, and Steve Frisbee, a Republican of Battle Creek. This package of two bills permits the state's tax tribunal, which oversees state and local tax appeals, to be able to hold hearings and proceedings electronically, not having to do it in person. You know, like Zoom meetings, Teams meetings, any type of electronic meeting capability, now they can do their hearings and proceedings that way as opposed to doing them in person. Why haven't we adopted that for our government? Why do legislators have to be in person to vote? Why do they have to be in person in Washington, D.C.? I mean, this is 2025, folks. As soon as I get off this microphone at 12 noon, I've got a video meeting with Liberty Mountain USA, as well as Priceslide, Drew Spaulding over in Gaylord. We're all over the state of Michigan. Some of the guys are in Livonia. Some are actually out at the mountain there in Clare County. I'm up here in Antrim. Drew is in Gaylord. So we're doing a video meeting. This is used by business now on a regular basis. Saving time, transportation costs, gas, mileage. Why can't we implement that in our government? Just saying. Another bill, this is kind of interesting, Republican State Representative Jamie Green from Richmond sponsored House Bill 4401, removing the approaching sunset on yearly hunting licenses for pheasants. What? Why would hunting licenses for pheasants have a sunset? Yeah, according to this bill, those licenses were going to go away at the end of this year. So it removed that approaching sunset. Yearly hunting licenses for pheasants will continue. Can't make this stuff up. And finally, another Republican-sponsored bill, House Bill 4493, State Representative Jamie Thompson of Brownstown, to remove state licensure costs for legally blind and visually impaired Michiganders who operate concessions in state-owned buildings. Are you kidding me? You're going to do a carve-out for legally blind and visually impaired people who operate concessions in state-owned buildings. But if you can see, you still have to pay a license? I wonder who donated to Jamie Thompson's re-election campaign for next year to get that bill introduced. Special interests, unbelievable. Well, wrapping up this story in quite a few bills, I'm going to go through these kind of quickly. Other bills the governor signed into law, Democrat Kara Hope's bill, House Bill 4045, authorizing courts to quickly dismiss meritless lawsuits they view as efforts targeting free speech. Interesting. That's now signed into law. Going to have to do some research on House Bill 4045. Senate Bill 23, Democrat Senator Kevin Hertel, St. Clair Shores, raising the number of parcels that housing developers can divide from a single tract of land from 4 to 10, specifically if it includes housing projects. You got a big parcel of land, big parcel, 200 acres. Well, we used to have a law in place, folks, that you could only divide that tract up into 4 parcels. So 200 divided by 4, 50-acre parcels. Well, now you can divide it up to 10, 20-acre parcels. However, it has to be specifically for housing projects. Interesting. Senate Bill 136, Senator Sarah Anthony, Democrat Lansing, putting Michigan in alignment with the Federal Mammography Quality Standards Act when it comes to notifying women of their breast density and potential early signs of breast cancer. We actually have a law for that. Unbelievable. Senate Bill 512, 513, Senator Roger Hoke, Republican of Union Township, and Democrat Sam Singh of East Lansing, modifying Michigan's liquor control code to permit college-branded alcohol advertising and allowing breweries to sell non-alcoholic beer produced off-premises. Senate Bill 595, Republican Senator John Lindsay from Coldwater gives the state until 2030 to continue working with the Indiana government to clarify the Michigan-Indiana state border via surveying services. I guess we're still arguing with Indiana as to where our state borders are. So now that's been extended for another 5 years. It was sunset, and it was going to go away here at the end of this year, 2025. House Bill 4065, State Representative Joseph Aragona, Republican Clinton Township, allowing Macomb County Community College, Wayne County Community College, to receive permanent liquor licenses for their event spaces. instead of present day requirements that they obtain a daily pass for each event. Now they've got permanent liquor licenses. Do you think State Representative Joseph Aragona may have gotten some donations from the colleges? Probably. Look at his campaign finance report. House Bill 4282 and House Bill 4595, both bipartisan bills, because they were co-sponsored by Democrat Matt Colazar of Plymouth and Riley Linton, Republican of Wyandotte, authorizing a liquor license for an entity operating at Schoolcraft College's campus. Colazar says the legislation will be for businesses and students studying brewing and distillation technology on the campus. So we're now offering microbrew college degrees in operating, understanding brewing and distillation. A Republican bill, House Bill 4543, sponsored by State Rep Bill Schutte of Midland, stating that the income eligibility requirements to receive the state's home heating credit be adjusted based on the United States Consumer Price Index instead of the current Detroit Consumer Price Index. The U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics discontinued the latter index last year in 2024. Schutte said about his bill, as we entered the frigid winter months, this will ensure Michigan families get a full home heating tax credit. It is important that we continue our push to lower costs and make our state a better, more affordable place to live and work. Another bill, House Bill 4666, Democrat Brenda Carter of Pontiac, doubling the fines against life insurance companies who discriminate based on race. That's actually a thing? Okay. Well, evidently it is. So she had to get a bill passed. We'll wrap this story up. Bills signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the fewest number of public acts since 1837. Short break. We'll be right back.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, The Good Words Book by Rick Randall.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state. and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up these final few bills that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed into public acts. Total number of public acts for this year is 74. The fewest number of public acts since the inception of our state back in 1837, when the very first year they passed 90 laws that were signed into public acts by the Democratic governor back then. House Bill 4726, State Representative Matthew Berline, Republican of Vassar, which will continue present-day caps on how much counties need to spend on Medicaid funding, nursing, home care. Caps on how much the counties can spend. Talking about his bill, these reimbursement protections promote people's well-being and have been in place for decades. The signing of this bill ensures vulnerable residents in communities throughout our state can continue receiving crucial care and that these facilities are sustained. I'm pleased we could come together in a bipartisan way to facilitate this extension. So again, bills getting ready to sunset. You have to have another bill to extend it. You see, that's how Michigan Lansing works. It's why we have the most number of bills in the entire country in our state. They don't just simply amend the previous bill to extend it. They create a new bill to extend the previous bill. Whatever. House Bill 4836 and Senate Bill 349. Again, bipartisan. State Representative Brad Paquette of Niles, Republican, and Senator Dana Pohanky, Democrat, Livonia. These bills allow students to opt out for work skills assessments. They were formerly known as work keys, something done by the public schools. Well, now the students can opt out from taking those assessments. Why? The story doesn't say. And lastly, final bill signed by this governor is from my State Representative John Roth, Republican from Interlochen, designating a portion of M22, that's the road, folks, that goes up to the Leelanau Peninsula, heading up towards like Sutton's Bay. Portion of M22 will be renamed, designating a portion of M22 as the Company K Indian Veterans 1st Michigan Sharpshooters Civil War Memorial Highway. This is honoring the service of Native American veterans who fought in the Civil War. Did not know Company K was from that portion of our state of Michigan. That's some interesting Civil War history, John. Appreciate you bringing that to our attention. That is the total of the 36 bills, Senate bills 20, 16 House bills signed by the governor into public act. Now, it's very interesting because this does break a record from 1837. But when it comes to next year, because you have to understand, legislative sessions are done in two-year cycles. Why? Because state reps are elected every 2 years. So right now, 2025 and 2026 is under the leadership of House Speaker Matt Hall, the Republican. However, there's going to be an election next year, November of 2026. Will the Republicans keep the majority? Or will it go back to Democrat control, which would take place then starting January 1st of 2027, more than a year from right now? So what you have to understand, this process is interesting. One thing that you want to make sure, you understand, this process of heading into a huge election year next year, where everybody is on the ballot at the state and federal level except for the president. We are getting a new U.S. senator. We are getting a new governor. We are getting a new attorney general, a new secretary of state. All the state reps and all the state senators will be on the ballots. Well, guess what? They have to deal with a March 28th nominating convention in Novi for the parties, the Republicans. And then there's an August primary and then a November general election. The amount of door knocking, the amount of time away from Lansing probably is going to set even a lower number of bills next year. For a two-year legislative session, we will make history, is my prediction. Hour number three of today's show, we'll wrap this up. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all...